6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Gargoyles to crossover with Fantastic Four. Joe Quesada launches Shakespeare Live. New Secret X-Men to be introduced. This is Comic Book Club News for April 25, 2025. Back in February, Dynamite announced a surprising yet also no-brainer crossover with Harley Quinn Elvira. And now they're doing it again with Gargoyles Fantastic Four, which will get a special tease this free comic book day. Written by Greg Weisman with art by George Kambadias, the new series will bring together Marvel's first family with Disney's dark heroes for the first time. Said Weisman via press release, quote, "This is a tale of clan and family, and it's a thrill to get this opportunity to bring the first family of Marvel's universe together with the Manhattan Clan. It feels right. First up, in Gargoyles Demona Number Zero, you'll get a sneak peek of the series. And then later this year, Gargoyles Fantastic Four will hit as the Manhattan Clan gets a tour of the Baxter Building and runs afoul of both FF villains and their own rogues gallery, including Cold Steel, Marvel's Gargoyle, and Annihilus. The first issue will feature covers by Lucio Perillo, Mark Bagley, Amanda Connor, and more. It will hit stores this October. Hey kids, did you know Shakespeare was the original comic book writer? He wasn't, but irregardless, Joe Quesada is launching a new line of comics called Undiscovered as part of his amazing comics imprint, all based on the Bard's works. Said Quesada via press release, quote, "Shakespeare's themes are as relevant today as they were when he first put quill to paper. And by reimagining his work through a modern lens, we get to explore those truths in thrilling, unexpected, and emotionally real ways. At its heart, Undiscovered is about rediscovery of classic stories, of ourselves, and of the strange magic hiding in plain sight. We're not building a new universe, we're revealing fantastical layers on the one we already live in. These are tales of discovery and rediscovery, of fantastical imagination grounded in the familiar." Quesada's previously announced and long in development Disciple, a sci-fi reimagining of Hamlet, will be the first title out of the gate. Subsequent books will feature different genres like horror, crime fiction, war stories, and fantasy. While no additional creative teams or titles have been announced, creators involved in Amazing Comics in general include J. Michael Straczynski, Christopher Priest, Garth Ennis, Asad Rabish, Ryan Stegman, and many more. A release date for Disciple has also not yet been announced. Additionally not announced, whether it will feature a robot that is named 2B or not 2B. J. Giant Size X-Men number 1, a comic hitting stores in May to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Giant Size X-Men number 1, which isn't a confusing thing to say at all, will introduce a new mutant. The twist? This is a mutant who is supposed to be in Giant Size X-Men number 1. The first one, not the second one. Per PR from Marvel, quote, "The kickoff issue of the new Giant Size X-Men 50th anniversary event has a special Revelations backup story by Al Ewing and Sarah Pacelli that introduces a never-before-seen mutant who is invited to join the all-new, all-different X-Men. Marvel also teases that the character will return in an X-Men title later this year, so this won't just be a one-off. Released in 1975, the book by Gil Kane and Dave Cockrum completely revamped and revitalized the X-Men, making them a pop culture behemoth. Since then, Marvel has already retconned the events of the book once with 2006's Deadly Genesis, which found Professor X recruiting a team of X-Men before the one we saw in the original Giant Size. I guess he did it another time as well. We'll know more when Giant Size X-Men number 1, the new one, not the old one, hits stores on May 28. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Alas, poor comics. I knew them well. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
DC High Volume, Batman. The Dark Knight's definitive DC comic stories. Adapted directly for audio for the very first time.
Fear. I have to make them afraid.
He's got a motorcycle. Get after him or I'll have you shot.
You mean blow up the building?
From this moment on, none of you are safe.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.